What's up, people? Hey. Hi, good evening. So I'm here to talk about something, and I want to make this simple and short, but I'm scared that it will not be, because it's a very necessary topic. I just invite the Holy Spirit to, you know, help me pace myself and say the essential things and say it rightly. Thank you, Lord. So first of all, why are we going to be talking about it? Let me introduce that first. So we'll be talking about, on this podcast episode, is about how to plan your week. It seems like a very cliche topic, because it seems like everybody has a view on it, but I'm talking about what works for me and how in this season of my life I need certain things that I didn't need before. So help you plan your week better. So let's get into it, right, shall we? So the first thing I found out is really essential to me planning my week is me sitting with God. So life can be hard, especially in this season where it feels like there's a lot going on in the world, not just in our personal season, but it feels like in the world season, like in this season in the world, there's a lot going on in the world. So it's really essential that we sit and just sit still with God, because that's the best way to stay soft. And I know that being soft just seems like, oh, it opens you up to potential hurt a bit more. But I need you to know that we're not of the world, right? And so the state of our hearts have to show God. I don't know if you guys get what I'm saying, but even in the state of our hearts, we have to show God. We have to show that, I'm like God, right? So, and softness is His nature. He doesn't harden. And it's because in this season of our lives, or in this season generally, when I'm saying in this season of our lives, I'm particularly referring to the economical season, the climate season, everything, basically. Everything. It's not limited to age or age grades or age ranges. Just this season generally for everybody. Because I feel like there's still this central or general thing happening to everybody. There's inflation, there's different things, seasonal changes, career changes, we're either peaking or we're transitioning. So just this season where we need this information. So I know as well that you're going to get this information when you need it. So I'm just going to say, you know, obviously people that need this information, God will also direct them to get it. So if you are listening to this, most likely you are in this season. I don't know why I just had to say season for that long. But anywho, sitting still with God is a major hack for me, because I don't want to be hard. Hardness or hardening happens so fast these days, because we feel like we have to harden to be functional. We feel like I need to man up, or I need to harden to go out and do my 9-to-5. I need to harden or get tough to do certain things. And to be honest, I feel like that's a bad sign. Because first of all, it probably shows that we're not entering the day with the consciousness of who we are. It means that we're not entering the day with the right intentions, first of all, because you're not going into the day to show the world Pepe. You're going into your day to show the world Christ, right? So, and even if it's not easy, and it's linear, it's just not easy. We know what we're supposed to do. That's why I'm saying it's linear. But I'm just saying it's not easy to consistently do that. Because because that's what the warfare is. The warfare is every day we stand up and we have things to fight again. Like, we just need to realize that every day literally is a battle. And I'm not saying it to be very pessimistic. I'm saying it because that's what it, like, every day we are awake to warfare. We are awake to warfare. We need to bring down thoughts and imaginations that are exhausting themselves against the word of God, you know, higher than the word of God. We need to bring down fear. We need to bring God's ideas and God's words. We need to bring God's ideas to pass, and we need to also share God's word. We need to do different things, and it's a warfare because there's an opposing party. There's a party that doesn't want this to happen, so that's why it's a warfare, because they're also trying. They're trying to disrupt your day, to just make sure that if you're not in a good mood, you are very less likely to share the word of God. So just try to disrupt it intentionally. And the problem is because we're not conscious that this is warfare. We're not guarding our hearts. We're not guarding the change. We're not conscious of the change or all the changes that are happening in our hearts, or changes that are happening in our emotions, because we just think that these things are normal things. But the Bible tells us that they're not normal. The Bible tells us that this is warfare, and the war is in our minds. We know that already. I don't want to talk about how the temptation of Jesus was not physical. It was in his mind. So that's what the devil comes. The devil comes to shake in our convictions. And the best way to shake in your convictions is to actually make you doubt things, and to actually come against things that seemingly are working. So things are working, but then, you know, he might try to make it look like they're not working by frustrating you. I just got a word for myself. Preach this. But you know, that's just it. Healing is not linear, and moving through our day as well is not linear. We just have to, by moving through our day, I mean we need to realize that there are different things that can cause, or that the devil is trying to do to cause different things. For example, imagine that you're leaving your house and you're going to work, and all of a sudden the conductor, or imagine you even get a cab and then you find out that's a very dirty cab. That happened to me this morning. I was going to church and I just entered the cab and it was dirty. I was a bit livid. I was like, you know what, not today. I was like, not today. So, and it didn't help that it was also raining. So I was just like, but yeah, so those very subtle things, you know. And you know, subtle things, I'm saying that there are things that happen generally, there are things that happen, and then the things that, you know, the devil has put in place to frustrate something or cause something. So we're not going to operate from a place of fear, because we know we have power over them. We're just going to keep our eyes open so that we jump over the hurdles. I don't know if you guys get what I'm saying. So that we can leap over the walls, basically. That's what I mean. And so that's what softness does. Softness, first of all, helps us hear from God clearer, because when you are softer, you just hear from God better, because your heart is directly linked to him. Because to be honest, there's no way that you'd be soft and not be hearing from God per time, because you are at his frequency now. Even when we're hardened, we still hear God's voice. So now imagine how much you'd hear God's voice, you know, when you soften. And it helps us feel God. It helps us feel his love, right? Because there's also the way, when we become functional, sometimes it just feels like we're going through the motions lovelessly. And even if we have probably people that are feeding us with love, God is our ultimate love source. So it feels like we're not even receiving on that end. We're just going through the motions, you know, to probably get things done. So we don't feel loved. But, you know, there's a way that we can do things and still do them rightly and still do them on time, even if we're resting. Because I found out that even hardness can also instill this fear, an amount of fear in us and an amount of panic in us, because it's like we're now conscious that we're seemingly on our own, but we know that we are not on our own. So I do not want to overbeat the issue, even if I have taken 9 minutes of your time to overbeat the issue. Softness is essential for our day, for our week. So now it's a Sunday evening. I'm on my bed. After this podcast, I'm going to sit with God. I'm going to have let's play songs on my speaker that just help me speak to God. God, what do you want me to do this week? Like, I'm giving you examples of questions that you can ask, because that's what a conversation is. It's a two-way thing. You're speaking, he's speaking. So, because I feel like we have to be conscious about that as well. You're not just speaking, he's speaking as well. So, Papa, what do you want me to do this week? okay, this is what I think I should do this week. Is there anything you think I should move? When do you think I should do this? Because he's willing to. And then I think that it helps a lot that I'm conscious that he knows where I'm going. And he knows my week more than me. He knows what type of week I'd have. Even if I can condition my week by speaking into it. Even if I will do that. I'll talk about that tip too later. But I think it just helps. Because he knows the amount of time that you have, what day. He knows what your capacity, what day would be. So because he knows, it's easier to trust him. So I'm talking about softness. Softness is just being in that state where we're open to God. Where we're bare, we're not carrying any burden. Where I don't know, softness is. I feel like when you're soft, you just know. I feel like when you're soft, you just know. I'm trying to describe it as what it means to me, but then it can mean different things to different people. So, yeah. So secondly, I'll talk about scheduling. Scheduling is a very great tip. We have the to-do list. We have, for me, there are two parts. So there's a to-do list and it's calendar. So write out all the things that you need to do this week. Write them out. I think, so the way I always say it is, you have a very big goal, break it down, make it bite-sized. Okay, so I want to open a publishing company. Write down the things that will, the steps that you need to take to actually actualize that. Don't just say, I want to make a publishing company, because that's not really actionable. Make it very bite-sized. It means that, you know, make it very small, like very small steps, like seemingly little, too little steps, in fact. Google existing publishing companies, research publishing companies, choose a company name, register company name, like those steps literally. So, and then when you have that, you know, you are breaking that very big dream into very small things that you can do and incorporate into your week. So just create a schedule, or you don't have to, you can just bring out a sheet of paper, write it out for the week so that you can also track it. That's why we write it down, because if it's just in your head, you can forget something. So write it out so that you can mark it every time you do something. And I've noticed that it's very satisfying to also mark, you know, the things you do off. So, you know, have a to-do list. Write out your to-do for the week. And then after writing it, assign days that you need to do what. So it's good to incorporate your deadlines into it, just so that, you know, you're sure that, you know, it's covering every aspect of your life. So the second aspect of the scheduling is the calendar. You can miss important dates, you can miss important meetings, you can miss things that you have decided to do, or things that you plan to do, if you don't schedule them in your calendar. So I found out that I just need to take out about 10-15 minutes of my time going through and putting my meetings in, or the things that I need to do, my meetings, my events, my appointments, everything in a calendar, so that I get a reminder as well, and just so that I don't overbook things. So I don't want to put too much on Monday, and then I don't want to book things for Monday and find out that I have something else to do during that time or at that time. So it's just good to use a calendar to also make sure that you're not forgetting anything. So if anybody wants to book a session with you or speak to you about anything, it will be good to either get them to add it to your calendar by just sending you an invite, or you add it to your calendar, especially if it's a work meeting and the hierarchy doesn't suit what I just spoke about. So yeah. So the other things I have to talk about, you know, I have said that I was going to talk about this before, but now I'm talking about it, is praying over your week. We can condition our weeks. We actually can. So the best way to condition our week is to speak over it. We understand our words carry power, so we speak and say what we want to see. So we say what we want to see. We say, this is the type of week I'm going to have. I'm going to have an amazing week. I'm going to have a beautiful week. And no matter what happens, we will keep that image at the forefront of our minds, so we're sure that that is what we're going to do. That's the type of week that we're going to have, you know. So regardless of what we see, we condition our minds to see what we've said. It's very important, because I think that it helps us recondition our minds to see what we've said, first of all, and then secondly, it helps us not get pulled down into what is happening, because it's like we're looking at God instead of looking at, you know, it's like a Peter situation. It's literally like a Peter situation. So yeah, I think I have given all the tips that I think I have one more, but for an unknown reason I can't remember. But I think that these are the major tips that help. These are the major things that at least help me. I think that softness is the most important thing. Prayer is essential as well, because we need to. And then this shedding also helps, because to be honest, if we want to have a vibrant spiritual life, we need to schedule, we need to plan, actually have plans. So yeah. So yeah, that's about it. That's what this podcast episode is for. I don't want to make it too lengthy. Thank you so much for listening to me, and I hope that this helped you, especially in this season. And I hope that, you know, you have a great week. Yeah, bye.